we've had our next guest on a couple of times. Unfortunately, yep. The circumstances in which he comes on are not always, what's the word? Pleasant?
Not always
probably
ideal.
A little bit harsh. I mean, it's ideal. Always good. It's always good to have our next guest on. It's just unfortunate that the circumstances arise in unfortunate circumstances.
Is it a chicken and egg situation? Do we have Sam on when there's a COVID outbreak, or does
a COVID outbreak
happen when Sam comes on?
Wow. That's a big question.
Someone's watching Avenger Radio.
That's it. Well, our next guest is Avondale General Manager Sam Watson. G'day, Sam. How you doing, mate?
Gentlemen and all our Avengers, welcome to
assemble.
Last night of freedom.
Yes. So, obviously, the big news coming out today is that we will be entering a snap 5-day lockdown. Sam, what does that mean for Avondale football this weekend? Because obviously, we had our senior women in action, we had our juniors and mini roos in action, our senior men would be in action twice. They were meant to be playing Port Melbourne on Saturday and then Port Melbourne again on Tuesday night in the Doherty Cup semi-final. Where do we stand with the footballing situation? What's the latest news out of FV?
So at the moment, as of this evening, all football activity has been suspended from midnight tonight through to midnight Tuesday. And then from that moment, we can all wait updates. So fingers crossed that that's as long as it lasts. And as of Wednesday morning, we'll be back to at least hopefully training, and then we'll sort of wait for further announcements when we'll be playing next. But that's what we've got from Football Victoria so far. So I imagine they will be waiting on state government announcements, and much like how it's always been, it'll be a trickle-down effect. State government makes an announcement, Football Vic makes an announcement, and then in turn we let our members and players know.
Yeah, it's very very unfortunate. Obviously, our senior women's side, they had a massive game coming up against Ballarat SC this weekend on Sunday. That would have been huge. And, of course, the senior men's team missing out on both clashes against Port Melbourne. Sam, we've been through this before. We had a snap lockdown earlier in the year. Do you have any word from FV? Have you heard anything yet on what's going to happen with the rescheduling of the games? Because it's not just a league game now. Obviously, there's the Doherty Cup semi-final. Thankfully, the FFA Cup game is further down the road, so it doesn't look like that's going to be impacted yet. What's likely to happen with the rescheduling of games? Do we have any inside word yet?
At the moment, we don't, and we won't hear anything until we return. And as soon as we return, then Football Victoria will know exactly how many games we've missed and can create an appropriate catch-up fixture. However, there's no point of going through that process until we know when that return is, because obviously if we have our lockdown extended, then it's just going to keep rolling on. So unfortunately, much like I feel like I was here a month ago, 6 weeks ago, almost saying the same thing, that we just have to be patient with it. Fingers crossed that the Victorian government and the, the Tracers or something?
Contact Tracers. Yep, it
sounds like a band.
The Tracers.
Yeah,
I know, absolutely. Yeah, it sounds like something that came out in London in the 80s, and it's only the hardcore fans know about it. But, yeah, look, we've just got to be patient. Hopefully they get on top of it over this 5 days and yeah, we can return to football activity as of Wednesday next week.
Sam, what's the best way for people in the Avondale community to stay up to date with the latest news in regards to training and stuff like that?
Well, all players, generally their team managers will be in contact. So we've got a fantastic network of team managers that communicate with all our teams. And I know certain teams have got WhatsApp groups, etc. However, our social media will also continue to update our community, both players, members, fans, etc., about when we resume and what it all means. And furthermore, and what created a lot of confusion last time, is what round we come back to. Mm. So, again, the assumption is that we'll be back to as the fixture is, and this game that we're going to miss hopefully just gets back-ended, but we just don't know yet. We don't know what that looks like.
Well, Sam, I know it's only 5 days, so it's a short stretch of time, and you know, match day responsibilities are out of the question. But the role of a general manager at a football club is still very busy. I imagine that the next 5 days are still very much full steam ahead for you. What does it look like?
It's do you know what, actually, as disappointed as we don't play, it is a great time for me to catch up on paperwork that I neglect.
It's possibly the most general manager responsible time.
That's you make it sound so exciting, Sam.
I've got some very exciting documents to write tomorrow. Ooh. But hopefully it is only 5 days and we're back. Although for our senior men, it's actually two matches, as you pointed out. That Doherty Cup semi-final against Port Melbourne will have to be rescheduled sometime as well.
Well, Sam, you mentioned the exciting documents that you were drawing up. We had an extremely exciting day a few weeks ago at the BCNA Day. That was a resounding success. We raised, I think, what was it, over $10,000?
I think it was even more than that.
Even more than that. Well, we raised it.
Times that by three.
Goodness me. And one of the highlights of that day for me was the beautiful pink Avondale kit, which those watching on the Twitch and the Facebook can see behind us. I have been asking since the moment I saw that kit, hey, Branson, is there any way we can purchase this? Can we buy this kit?
I'm also going to add, as someone who hasn't been on Avenger Radio in a while, I've been in the green room privately just nudging Branson the same question. So the murmurs are there. There is a community need for this item.
Yeah. So my question to you is, could there be a possibility of this kit going to circulation and purchasing it?
So, I mean, I'll put this sort of question back out to you guys. Are you guys kit collectors, or is this just a very rare occurrence that you'll jump in on the kit collection?
Not even kit collector. I mean, we're in a unique situation where a lot of the time we're wearing football merchandise for work. So I would like to wear this while on air, but also rocking that kit out and about and in any footballing context, I think would be wonderful. Yeah. Wearing that to an indoor soccer game, that would be so fun.
And I'll add, Sam, as someone who maybe is more in the kit collection sphere, takes a lot of self-restraint with the quality of merchandise you guys produce, a lot of self-restraint to not slip it accidentally into my backpack on the way back to home.
And it has happened before.
It has happened before with other club shows, not with this one.
Well, kit collection, I think... kit collection, I think, is an area where merchandise-wise, Avondale can really grow into. We have a very exciting announcement coming out, fingers crossed, next week, lockdown pending, around our FFA Cup kits that will be released, an exclusive release that one will be. To your question around can you purchase, without doing a 100% commitment, I would love for Avondale to have a ability for spectators and fans to wear our kits in some capacity. And what that exactly looks like, I don't have the answer to, but I know that's a bit of a roundabout answer. But I would love for that to happen. I just need to make it happen.
Fantastic.
That's what we're after.
It's very exciting. So, Ed, there might be a pink kit in your future, but also just confirming that there is going to be a very special Avondale FC FFA Cup kit that we will be wearing in our round of 32 clash and all the way onto the final.
Well, this is obviously. Well, for those who are savvy, could do a little bit of detective work and figure out what Devonport wear, what colour they wear initially for their away games. They might wear their away kit. So it can't be the same colour as that.
Work outwards from there.
Still
needs a lot of colours.
Do you have anything for us, Branson, as presenters of Avenger Radio, to have a little peep at?
Nothing to peep at, but I can just say that I have seen it. I was not allowed to keep a photo for...
Are you serious?
No.
Where'd you see it?
That'd be so cool.
It deleted itself automatically after one open.
I had to burn my phone.
Sam, did you give him the Men in Black treatment with the thing over his eyes?
Yeah. It's one of those timed PDFs that's only openable for an hour and then suddenly it's locked to the world.
This message will self-destruct in 5, 4...
But it is very, it's a banger. It's good. It's good. So we've been in discussions with Puma Sam about getting it produced, getting pre-orders. We're hoping to be able to sell it to the public. And Sam, as you said, COVID pending, we'll be able to reveal it. We did have photo shoots planned, but the lockdown has thrown a curveball our way. So we'll see how we go there. But Sam, we are running out of time, so we're going to let you go.
No.
Thank you. Thank you very much for joining us on Avenger Radio. Thank you for providing us with the latest COVID update and wedding Ed's appetite for Avondale kids.
Thank you.
No problems, guys.